Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Final game of round 19, Bulldogs versus the Sharks. This is the second of the double headers there. We've got some interesting team selections here. Jeremy Marshall-King back from suspension. That is a good thing for this Bulldogs side. Tione Katoa back to the extended bench. Ava, see you, Manapanai, into the starting position at the front row. Luke Thompson's been really good for them. Goes back to lock. Josh Jackson in that second row. Luke Dury drops to the reserve. Joe Stimson, new face on the bench. Aidan Tolman will be very disappointed. He's accepted the one-match suspension. Doesn't get to play against his old team in this one. Toby Rudolph up to the front row to replace Tolman. Jack Williams on a wrap-on. He comes in the jersey 13. And Royce Hunt comes in, and he's had a long injury layoff. So I'm surprised, Tristan, that Lachlan Lewis has been named there. I'll be very fascinated. How out of favour are you if you're Cole Flanagan, if you can't get a start after that?
Yeah, well, as Jared touched on, that was just a brain snap of epic proportions, and they were right in that game. And that's got to be the most disappointing thing. It's different. It doesn't justify it, but it's different if you're down 30-0 or you're frustrated on the back of a terrible season. That was their best chance to knock off a top side. And someone goes out and does that. Does that mean he turns up and he has a blinder on the weekend? I don't know. But I've been impressed with the Bulldogs in every game other than when Jimmy declared them. And it's $3.80 the Bulldogs, $1.28 the Sharks, and the lines are flat 12. It's been in from 12.5. So I'm surprised it's that wide. I thought Cronulla were very poor there against the Raiders on the weekend. Oh, the Raiders appear to be building some form, but I'm still not convinced. I thought it was an ordinary game. I think they've been so up and down. And for them to be 12-point favourites, don't forget the Bulldogs put in a big effort against them last time these two teams played as well. So 49.5, I'm very confident on the plus. I think it starts shorter. I think the Bulldogs are building to something next year, and I think they're starting to build that right sort of trajectory. At the right end of the year, they seem to be having a dig week in, week out, which is all you want from a team that's in the bottom half of that eight.
Jimmy, I hope you're listening up. There might be an angle here that we can have a little talk as we go on, because I think the Bulldogs are a great upset chance here. I think they're the best $3.80 bet I've seen so far this season. I think they can upset. I certainly think the 12.5 is way too big. I'm single figures at least. And you just go back through that form, as Tristan touched on. You know, they were so close to the Rabbits last week. The week before, they were 16 all with the Roosters with only less than, I think, 8 minutes to play. Yes, when they had all of those players out, they got absolutely touched up by the Eagles. The week before, they were neck and neck with the Parramatta early into the second half and had a couple of very questionable sin bin and penalty decisions against them. The week before that, they actually beat the Dragons 28-6. Their first win of the season was against the Sharks. I just don't know where the Sharks have gone in recent weeks. I'm just not sure that without Moylan, without Graham, they're lacking that key leadership. I think Johnson's been off. I'm not sure that Trindle is actually working at six, and a few of their forwards, just for mine, especially off the bench, have just not been aiming up. I agree with Tristan also. They come through a couple of weak games. This is at a neutral venue. I think the Bulldogs are much, much better when they get Marshall King back. He is a very good player. I think the Bulldogs are my upset for the week and possibly the upset for the year. I think the plus 12.5 was very generous. I'm all over that, and I'm tipping the Bulldogs to win.
Jeremy Marshall King changes that side. With due respect to Sione Katoa, he just doesn't offer anything out of that dummy half position and doesn't have the strength elsewhere in his game to make up for that. So Marshall King, a key in. I think Luke Thompson's form has been excellent. I really do. And this kid, Aaron Schopp, in the centres, I tell you what, they're now using him. He's in about his sixth or seventh NRL game. They now use him to get out of trouble. So he's a very strong ball carrier. And so he's been playing really well for them. Surely we get a response from Sean Johnson after the wide criticism that he's faced over the course of the last week in the back end of that game against the Canberra Raiders. I thought that would be the case. I'm moving Connor Tracy to 5'8". Braden Trindle. I'm pushing him back to the bench, and I'm finding a different centre to fill the void for me there, because I think he's going to offer more than what Braden Trindle is offering to the team. Geez, I tell you what, I suppose I'm with you, right? The plus 12, I don't want to go on the Bulldogs again, because the last time I did, as you quite rightly mentioned there, it was their worst performance in 5 weeks. So you just got me all nervous here now, boys.
Well, the really good thing for you, Jimmy, is that we're all in agreement, so you can just ride the wave.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm with them.
We might have to turn this into a poker table and turn the big blind around so we can get a different ordering. I reckon Jimmy's just trying to salvage a bit of pride over the last couple of weeks and battening down the hatches. Am I on the money there?
It's been a very tough time in lockdown here in Sydney.
The key thing is, Tristan, if you're batting down the hatches at minus two, you're not going anywhere.
I prefer to round up to zero, Jared, but anyway, that's just me.
NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Topsport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same game multi. Gamble responsibly.